supper it is. So choir, are you ready now with your best voices? Hymn number 46 in the hymn book. We'll sing together. The King of Love, my Shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack if I am His, and He is mine forever. Where streams of living waters flow, and where the verdant pastures grow with food celestial feedeth. Perverse and foolish oft I strayed, but yet in love He sought me, and on His shoulder gently laid, and home rejoicing brought me. In death's dark veil I fear no ill, with Thee, dear Lord, beside me. Thy rod and staff my comfort still, Thy cross before to guide me. And so through all the length of day, Thy goodness faileth never. Good Shepherd, may I sing Thy praise with Him Thy house forever. Let us sing, Amen. The wonderful thing about Psalm 23 is that it is its own sermon. What distinguishes a good sermon, sermons that you enjoy every Sunday from your pastor, is that a sermon has a theme. You see, it's not just a random collection of truth, but there's a theme and there's a point. And Psalm 23 makes this point, this theme, that when an individual enters into a relationship with the Lord God of heaven and earth that is similar to that of sheep with its shepherd, in that relationship is the potential to meet every single need of life. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And if you have come here, if we have come here with a need or a burden, and we're carrying loads on our shoulders that are too heavy for human shoulders to bear, then this song is for you. And Mary is going to explain that further in music. This song is called, Do You Know My Jesus? There have been many, many songs written around the theme of the shepherd psalm, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, and this is one of them. And so this wonderful psalm makes this declaration. Jehovah, that wonderful name for God, the almighty, all-powerful, eternal, compassionate God. Jehovah is my shepherd. I shall never suffer need. The King James Version says, I shall not want. That means I shall never be in want or in need. And regardless of what our situation may be, and at times God calls us to go through deep valleys and dark pathways, regardless of what our situation or need may be, if we know the Lord as our shepherd, that relationship is the potential to meet every single need of your life and mine. And, this song talks about that. It says that Jesus is all I need. Thank you. Having established the theme in the first verse of this psalm, that Jehovah, my shepherd, I shall never suffer need, the rest of the psalm goes on to show the ways in which God meets our needs in every circumstance of life. For example, if we are hungry, it says he makes us to lie down in green pastures, and that word green means the finest, tenderest shoots of luscious green grass. These are not ordinary pastures. They're green, verdant, fruitful pastures. He makes us to lie down. Sheep don't lie down when they're hungry, you see, only when they are satisfied. In times of stress, it says he restores my soul. Like charging a battery, you know? God charges and renews and restores our inner being. He feeds us in terms of our outer needs. He restores us in terms of our inner stress. He always leads us beside still waters. He leads us in places of peace and tranquility. And always he leads us in paths that are right. God will never lead us in a way that is wrong. Always in his leading, it will be to do what is right for his name's sake, or his name is the guarantee that it will be so. There's a lovely song in the hymn book number 439. I think you know it well. He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort wrought. Number 439, choir, it's your turn to sing. And I know it will be melodious, but let us think of the words of the God who meets our needs and who leads us and guides us. Singing together, he leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. Where'er I am, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful Father, you know that chorus, don't you? That's not a strange song to you. We know that chorus. Now, choir, there are some times when we sing softly, and there are some times when choirs have to sing loudly. And this is a time to sing loudly. He leadeth me. He leadeth me. And if you have appreciated and experienced the guidance of God in your life, I'm not sure how old the beams on this roof are, but I imagine it can withstand the loudest volume that we can muster. So let's try the chorus. Are you ready together? He leadeth me, he leadeth me by his own hand. He leadeth me, his faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. I think you should practice that song for when Pastor Darcy returns and blow him right out of the pulpit, you see, with your fervent singing. It's a wonderful truth. What more have we to ask for? Green pastures, still waters, inner renewing of soul, and guidance. We're never on our own. The shepherd guides us. Alas, in what pathways does that shepherd take us? Sometimes on the mountaintop, right? The blessings. Do you remember we used to sing in Sunday school, I'm living on the mountain underneath the cloudless sky. A picture of everything is going well and we're happy. But this text says it's not always on the mountains, but sometimes in what are described here as shadowy valleys, the valley of the shadow of death, which is not just speaking about the death experience, because there are experiences in life that are worse than the death experience. And I would venture to say that most of us, if not all of us, have known what it is to walk through those valleys. Mary and I have known it. Been through some dark valleys together. And I'm sure you have too. Even though I walk through these deep and dark valleys, described here as dark as the shadow of death, the promise is, the word of the sheep is, as it contemplates its shepherd, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. When I was growing up, I grew up in South Vancouver, 43rd Avenue, right across from John Oliver High School. In fact, very close to Mountain View Cemetery. Now, Mountain View Cemetery was a fearful place. I was a nervous little boy when it came to cemeteries. I didn't like to have to walk by the cemetery at night. But you know, I can never remember at any time in my boyhood growing up, whether it was a cemetery or whether it was a dark basement or whatever it might have been, I can never remember being afraid when my father was with me. After all, he could beat up anybody, he could do anything. And when I had his hand, I never had fear. My brothers and sisters, if his rod, if he is with us, and his rod and his staff are our comfort, tonight, tomorrow, or in the days to come, we have absolutely nothing to fear. Jesus will walk with you down in the valley. Jesus will walk with you over the plain. When in the shadow or when in the sunshine, If he goes with you, you need not complain. Jesus, my shepherd, will walk with you. He will talk with you. He will walk with you. In joy or in sorrow, today and tomorrow, I know he will walk with you. Jesus will walk with you in life's fair morning, and when the shadows of evening must come, living or dying, he will not forsake you. Jesus will walk with you all the way home. Jesus, my shepherd, will walk with you. He will talk with you. He will walk with you. In joy or in sorrow, today and tomorrow, I know he will walk with you. And so the psalm goes on, need after need, blessing after blessing. It says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. That's a sign of blessing. My cup runneth over. I look back on my life, and goodness and mercy have followed me and will follow me all the days of my life. Do you realize what a privilege it is to be a sheep that belongs to the great shepherd of the universe, Jehovah Elohim, our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, I am the good shepherd. That's us. That's our privilege. That's our blessing. One of the great songwriters of the late 20th century, the 1900s, was John Peterson. Some of you know him and know his music. And John Peterson, in 1958, wrote a very interesting song. He looked at the blessings that God had poured upon his life, something like we've been reading about. And he said, you know what? I'm a rich man, he said. And the song he wrote was, How Rich I Am. the psalmist in the conclusion of his sermon. Every sermon needs an introduction, a body, and a conclusion. He looks back over his life, sees the green pastures, remembers the still waters, feels again the restoration of his soul, remembers the guidance he's received, remembers with tears the provision of God in the deep valleys of his life, remembers with wonder and amazement the table that God prepared for him, the anointing that he experienced, and the cup running over, and he says, I look back on my life, and I see nothing but goodness and mercy. It says, shall follow me. That word in Hebrew means, shall pursue me all the days of my life. I can't get away from God's goodness and mercy. And then he turns his eyes to the future, and he looks down the hallway of time to the gates of the death experience that someday will be his. And he says, the past, goodness and mercy. The future, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen, amen, amen. Do you know this song? It's called The Holy City. Thank you. it is, the shepherd's psalm. The Lord, my shepherd, I shall never suffer need. That's for you and for me. We're going to close with our choir. And the choir is going to sing number 45, a song that Mary played part of earlier. One of the greatest renditions of Psalm 23 ever done. It is set to a famous tune called Crimmond. Number 45, the Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. We're going to stand together as we sing this. And choir, we need you now to think about the words. And in the times of blessing, we'll sing it out. In the valley of the shadow, we'll be just a little softer. Let us rise together and sing. Number 45. The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me the quiet waters by. My soul he doth restore again, and me to walk doth make with him the paths of righteousness in for his own. Singing softly together, yea, though I walk through death's dark veil, yet will I fear no ill, for thou art with me, and thy rod and staff me comfort still. Singing out, my table thou hast heard the shout. Singing together, goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in God's house forevermore my dwelling. Singing amen. 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 Amen and amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. God bless you this evening. Next Sunday night, we get to do it all over again with a different theme, you see. So we'll need the choir here, and you may have a few missing choir members you may want to get out, but the passage of Scripture will be one of the most blessed in the entire book. Let us conclude with prayer. Stephen, would